Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Adverse Childhood Experiences Recovery Workbook. Heal the hidden wounds from childhood affecting your adult, mental, and physical health. By Glenn R. Schiraldi, Ph.D. Narrated by Marnie Penning. Publisher's Note. This publication is designed to provide helpful information on the subject addressed. It is not intended to substitute for needed professional help. If expert assistance or counseling is needed, the services of a competent professional should be sought. Unless full names are given, names in the cases herein are changed or reflect composites. Regarding this workbook, there are materials available for download at the website for this book, newharbinger.com/46646. Sorrow prepares you for joy. It violently sweeps everything out of your house so that new joy can find space to enter. It shakes the yellow leaves from the bough of your heart so that fresh green leaves can grow in their place. It pulls up the rotten roots so that new roots hidden beneath have room to grow. Whatever sorrow shakes from your heart, far better things will take their place. Jalaluddin Rumi. Introduction. Life is hard. It is supposed to be. Although we would never wish suffering on anyone we love, without it, we would never develop the confidence to overcome adversity. We would never learn how to heal, and thus be useful to ourselves and to others. Many of us, however, have experienced especially difficult challenges. Whether it's abuse, neglect, or living in a troubled home, the toxic stress of adverse childhood experiences, ACEs, affects every community. If unresolved, it imprints and changes the brain, biology, and sense of self in ways that can affect our well-being throughout our lives and even from one generation to later generations. ACEs may well be called the number one unaddressed public health concern because of the devastation they leave in their wake. Fortunately, toxic childhood stress can be resolved. This workbook will guide you to heal the inner wounds caused by your ACEs and build the life you desire. This workbook is about hope and taking responsibility for your well-being. You'll find it healing to understand your challenges, the adversity you face and have faced. It will be comforting to realize there are reasons for your suffering. The reasons make sense. You are not crazy or abnormal. You'll realize that there are many healing options, even if you are an older adult. This workbook will help you address the root causes of your hidden wounds, rather than ignoring or hiding from these causes. This workbook is not about blaming problems on the past. Blaming only makes us feel like helpless victims. Nor is it about judging anyone, your parents, or yourself, who, like all of us, did what we knew to do at the time. Harsh judgments and criticism just keep us stuck in bitterness and deflate motivation. Rather, this workbook is about seeing new possibilities and solutions for healing that you can actively pursue. If willpower alone has not worked as well as you'd like, this workbook will provide many more healing options. Why this workbook? We now know that the way we experience ourselves profoundly influences our overall psychological health and functioning. Trying to change this experience by focusing on present thought patterns alone is typically ineffective. What is needed is a new approach, one that directly addresses hidden wounds from the past at a deeper level. Over the course of this workbook, you'll learn how to transform suffering and shame which often originate in the early years and exist below the level of conscious awareness, into a secure and wholesome sense of self. You'll bring into the light of day the felt sense, the wordless discomfort that you can't seem to shake, the feeling that something is wrong with you, and replace these feelings with a quiet inner gladness to be who you are. In addition to healing hidden wounds from the early years, you can reasonably expect that the skills in this workbook will improve your mental and physical health generally. As you bring your whole, healed self to the present, you'll more fully enjoy life and be more fully there for yourself and those you care about. How to get the most from this workbook. This workbook is about practicing and mastering skills, because knowledge alone is not sufficient to change your brain. The workbook follows a logical sequence. Each skill builds on the skills that precede it. You might wish to skip around. However, you'll likely get the most benefit from working your way through this workbook from front to back, getting reasonably good at each skill before moving on to the next. There are also materials available for download at the website for this book, newharbinger.com/46646. How this workbook is organized. In part one, you'll learn how the toxic stress of ACEs harms your body and emotional health, and how loving bonds in childhood help the brain develop properly. Part two will very effectively guide you on your healing journey. Chapter four explains why there is much cause to hope for healing from ACEs. We've learned so much in recent years about traumatic memories and how to heal them, both through our own efforts and, as needed, with the help of a capable mental health professional. Chapters 5, 6, and 7 strengthen your brain and prepare it for your healing journey. Chapters 5 and 6 will teach you how to regulate stress and strong distressing emotions so that your brain can function at its best. Chapter 7 will show you the keys to optimizing brain health, function, and mood, preparing your brain to rapidly rewire in healthy ways. Nurturing imagery stimulates the loving attachment bonds that promote proper brain development. Chapters 8 through 11 will guide you to create new nurturing experiences, experiences that were needed but probably lacking in your early years. Sometimes providing needed nurturing from imagined ideal caregivers and sometimes from yourself, these imagery experiences create constructive neural patterns in the brain that begin to offset disturbing brain wiring resulting from ACEs. Newly formed neural pathways will help you feel and function at your best. In Chapter 12, you'll begin to grow the pattern of soothing difficult experiences with comfort, protection, and encouragement. The skills you'll have learned up to this point will prepare you to address and heal your earliest wounds as you move ahead. In chapters 13 and 14, you'll learn how to trace disturbing recent events or thoughts to childhood events that influence your present life. You'll learn how to settle both the recent events and the old wounds. Shame is at the core of so much suffering in survivors of ACEs. Chapters 15 through 23 go to the heart of your suffering, showing you how to replace painful shame with inner security and a quiet gladness to be you. Everyone will suffer, but there is more to life than suffering and even more than healing. Chapters 24 through 28 will show you ways to transition beyond healing to create a satisfying and joyful life. Finally, Chapter 29 will give you an opportunity to consider the principles and skills that have helped you the most and create a plan to keep your skills sharp throughout your life's journey. My desire is that you become a master healer and an expert in developing your best possible health a wholesome sense of self, inner security, and feeling good. These are the goals of this workbook. Take the time you need. The healing journey is worth your time and effort. Go at your own pace. If any part of this workbook becomes overwhelming, put it aside for a while. Use the calming skills you'll learn. Perhaps you'll wish to find a capable mental health professional to support you in your healing journey. Let's begin this journey together. Part 1. About Adverse Childhood Experiences. Chapter 1. Toxic Stress and Adverse Childhood Experiences. Each of us has usually experienced three kinds of stress: good stress, tolerable stress, and toxic stress. Each can cause us to stretch and grow, but toxic stress presents unique challenges, especially in childhood. These kinds of stress exist on a continuum, meaning that the line between them is somewhat gradual, but they can generally be defined as follows. Good stress challenges without overwhelming us. We are under control emotionally and tend to make good decisions. Think of a student who is prepared for an important exam or a prepared athlete performing well in a big game. The stress response, fight or flight, is brief, and levels of stress hormones are appropriate. Tolerable stress might involve intense fight or flight physical changes with greater elevations of stress hormones. However, the body eventually returns to normal, especially if trusted adults help the child buffer the stress. Recovery occurs before there is lasting physical or psychological damage. For example, you might think of the death of a loved one from natural causes, or a community coming together after a hurricane. Toxic stress is so overwhelming, so severe or chronic, that a person is shook up and stressed for a long time. This kind of stress adversely affects the brain and biology in ways that impair adult health, work performance, relationships, judgment, impulse control, spirituality, and self-esteem, especially in the absence of a safe adult to buffer the stress. The effects of toxic stress can be passed down intergenerationally if unchecked. This brings us to a fascinating line of research regarding toxic early life stress. The Adverse Childhood Experiences Study. The Adverse Childhood Experiences, ACEs, study is the brainchild of two medical doctors, Vincent Felitti, head of Kaiser Permanente's Department of Preventive Medicine in San Diego, California, and Robert Anda, a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention researcher. Analyzing the medical records of more than 17,000 everyday patients at a large health maintenance organization, they found that 10 commonly reported ACEs predict a very wide range of psychological, medical, and functional problems. The 10 ACEs are three kinds of abuse: sexual, physical, and emotional; two kinds of neglect: emotional and physical; five kinds of household dysfunction: parents divorced or separated, witnessing a mother or stepmother being treated violently, a household member addicted to alcohol or other drugs, a household member suicidal or mentally ill, and a household member in jail. Felitti and Anda found that about two-thirds of adults had experienced at least one of these early life adversities. And ACEs didn't usually occur in isolation. Most who had experienced one ACE also had experienced at least one more. For example, an alcoholic father might also be abusive. Disorders, departures from our usual order, often have multiple causes, such as infection, a toxic physical environment, lack of social support, unhealthy lifestyle, genes, and temperament. However, Felitti and Anda's original study and scores of later studies have shown that ACEs independently predict many disorders and do so in a stepwise fashion. That is, the higher one's ACEs score, the greater the likelihood of developing a disorder. Here is a sampling of what ACEs predict. Medical conditions. Obesity. Eating might self-medicate pain. Maybe people will leave me alone if I'm unattractive or if I can throw my weight around. Type 2 diabetes. Cardiovascular disease. Heart disease, stroke. Cancer. Pain. Autoimmune diseases. Rheumatoid arthritis, type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, lupus, psoriasis, celiac disease, inflammatory bowel disease, Graves' disease, vitiligo, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or primary biliary cirrhosis. Fibromyalgia. Chronic fatigue. Hepatitis. Nearly all sleep disorders, sleep apnea, nightmares, insomnia, narcolepsy, sleepwalking, or sleep eating. Reproductive problems. Sexually transmitted diseases or preterm birth. Ulcers. Fractures. Shorter lifespan, by nearly 20 years when ACE score is 6 or higher, and poorer self-rated health. Mental health conditions. Low self-esteem. Depression, including bipolar disorder. Anxiety, including panic disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and complex PTSD. Borderline personality disorder. And attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Risky behaviors. Drug abuse or misuse, smoking, substance use disorder, injecting drugs intravenously, misusing prescription drugs, taking too much or too often, or using them without a prescription, or using a higher number of prescriptions. Suicide attempts. Precocious sexual activity. Greater likelihood of intercourse by age 15, having multiple sex partners, teen paternity and maternity, or unintended pregnancy. Intimate partner violence. Greater likelihood of victimization or perpetration, including later being raped. Physical inactivity and criminality. Impaired functioning. Occupational or financial challenges. Serious problems performing one's job or concentrating. Absenteeism. Serious financial problems or lower lifetime income. Memory disturbance. More marriages. And lower educational attainment. How strongly do ACEs predict these conditions? At an ACE score of 4 or more compared with 0, the risks typically increase 2 to 5 times. The risks are even higher for alcoholism, 7-fold increase, suicide attempts, 12-fold increase, and learning and behavioral problems, up to a 33-fold increase for problems including ADHD, which is often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder. Individual ACEs are about equal in their ability to cause damage. ACE research has led to the following conclusions. ACEs are cumulative risk factors for 7 of 10 of the leading causes of death, irrespective of income, race, access to care, and education. Time often doesn't heal the wounds linked to ACEs, but only conceals the pain. The earlier an ACE happens, the more difficult it is to make sense of it, especially when trusted adult support is lacking. We often treat the smoke, not the fire, by addressing the symptoms of disorders when we need to get to their root causes. ACEs. The original research was limited mostly to solidly upper-middle-class individuals, white, college-educated, with good jobs and health insurance. Conditions and outcomes are often worse for high-risk groups, such as poor, urban, minority, military, and prison groups. These statistics are alarming, yet we now know that there is much we can do to counter the effects of ACEs once we understand the challenges we are facing. Let's begin by increasing your own ACE awareness. A copy of this worksheet is also available at newharbinger.com/46646. What's your ACE score? It's helpful to be aware of risks to your health so that you can address them with appropriate actions. For each item, check yes or no as it applies to your early life. Prior to your 18th birthday, 1. Did a parent or other adult in the household often swear at you, insult you, put you down, or humiliate you? Or act in a way that made you afraid that you might be physically hurt? 2. Did a parent or other adult in the household often push, grab, slap, or throw something at you? Or ever hit you so hard that you had marks or were injured? 3. Did an adult or person at least 5 years older than you ever touch or fondle you, or have you touch their body in a sexual way, or attempt or actually have oral, anal, or vaginal intercourse with you? 4. Did you often feel that no one in your family loved you or thought you were important or special? Or your family didn't look out for each other, feel close to each other, or support each other? 5. Did you often feel that you didn't have enough to eat, had to wear dirty clothes, and had no one to protect you? Or your parents were too drunk or high to take care of you or take you to the doctor if you needed it? 6. Were your parents ever divorced or separated? 7. Was your mother or stepmother often pushed, grabbed, slapped, or had something thrown at her? Or sometimes or often kicked, bitten, hit with a fist, or hit with something hard? Or ever repeatedly hit over the course of at least a few minutes, or threatened with a gun or knife? 8. Did you live with anyone who was a problem drinker or an alcoholic, or who used street drugs? 9. Was a household member depressed or mentally ill, or did a household member attempt suicide? 10. Did a household member go to prison? Total the number of check marks in the yes column. This is your ACE score. Adapted slightly from the ACE questionnaire. Public domain. Other ACEs. The original research linked only the 10 ACEs most commonly reported by middle-class patients to undesirable health outcomes. However, many other ACEs can potentially impact health in a lasting way. Some are obvious. Some are more subtle and perhaps not even consciously recalled. Preliminary data suggest that the traditional ACEs relating to household stressors seem to have greater effects on health and functioning than stressors at the community level. The scale will expand your awareness to other ACEs that might be affecting your well-being. A copy of this worksheet is also available at newharbinger.com/46646. Expanded ACEs Awareness Scale. Place a check mark beside any item if you experienced or witnessed it prior to your 18th birthday. 1. Loss of parent or guardian due to death, murder, deportation, abduction, deployment to war zone, etc. 2. loss of a close family member or friend, due to death, murder, deportation, abduction, deployment to war zone, etc. 3. Serious illness of a loved one. 4. Any actual or threatened household violence, any member of your household hurting or threatening to hurt another member of the household, such as mother physically abusing father. 5. Hostile parents or caregivers, who lose temper, are coercive, don't listen. 6. Parents' troubled marriage, such as parents constantly arguing. 7. Too many children to get parental attention. 8. Mother's prenatal or perinatal stress. 9. Anxiety about measuring up. For example, highly critical or overprotective parents conveying feelings of inadequacy, feeling that too much is expected of you, that you can never satisfy them. The low whisper of inadequacy. 10. Sexual, physical, or emotional abuse by anyone, siblings or others, including date rape, being forced to see or do something sexual, seeing someone else forced to engage in sexual activity, or witnessing a sibling being sexually abused. 11. Violence in the community, neighborhood, or school, such as not feeling safe in your neighborhood, seeing or hearing someone being stabbed, shot, or murdered in real life, hearing shots, being physically assaulted, mugged, or robbed, exposure to gangs or riots, your home was vandalized or burglarized, being bullied or harassed by teachers, students, or others in the community or online. 12. Discrimination. Being mistreated because of disability, race, place of birth, sexual orientation, religion, and so forth. 13. Isolation. Being excluded. No close friends. 14. Growing up in poverty. 15. Homelessness. 16. Living in a war zone. 17. Witnessing gruesome injury, death, or genocide. 18. Terrorism. 19. Being kidnapped or abducted. 20. Child trafficking, slavery. 21. Forced displacement, post-migration living difficulties. 22. Cults. 23. Incarceration. 24. Being forced into marriage. 25. Natural disasters, such as floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, or hurricanes. Research isn't yet available to show how these ACEs compound to affect your mental and physical health. However, the skills in this workbook can help lessen the suffering caused by these experiences as well. Special considerations for infants and young children. Your experience in the womb, particularly in the third trimester and the first 3 years of life, are critical to your brain development, later mental health, and stress reactivity, and the way you experience yourself. Let's take a look at adversities that can potentially wire the brain in negative ways, even without conscious recollection of the causes. Reflecting upon these considerations will help you better understand the importance of the skills you'll explore later in this workbook. Mother's stress. Even in the womb, the developing infant is conscious, aware of the mother's stress. This stress can be transmitted through hormones that reach the amniotic fluid, the mother's heart function, the fetus's hearing, and more.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?